nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run.
I didn't realize how, because I always thought whenever people who have their dogs in like little socks or whatever,
you
just like, you're crazy. But I didn't realize how like effective that was. Pause. Like,
that is the right thing
to do. I didn't know. I didn't have it on the dog.
Champagne makes you happy.
I just thought they were crazy.
Well, Rob, open the back door because Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you probably know my name. It's Josh Agovia. I am one half of the host of this comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. May I say to everybody, to the community at large, hashtag Papa. Without further delay, the second half of the hosting Bearded Dynamos, somebody's called me once. our wonderful barback by the name of?
It's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold. Hashtag bulk boys. Ooh, I stumbled on that one. Hashtag bulk boys.
Oh, man. Bless Costco.
God bless him. I can't wait for that crossover episode.
Yeah. Bobby, how you been?
I'm okay, man. I'm enjoying the crazy snow we've been getting. I like it. I know people complain, but I do think it makes the city look very pretty.
It
does. What could be a normally very gray, rainy time of the year.
It also dampens the sound, which is like, it makes everything feel still and like extra nice.
Yeah.
Have you been out in it yet?
I went out Saturday before the big thing struck. Mm. And I'm planning on going on a little walk. I mean, listeners won't care. It'll come out in a couple weeks. But tomorrow. Tomorrow, just to enjoy everything.
That's right. So if you're leaving your radio to go see Bob tomorrow, you'll miss him. He's already
done
this.
You'll miss it. I'm gone, baby. How are you, Jesse?
Oh, man, I'm great. The snow is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really makes you think, you know?
About what?
Nature and how small man is and how necessary clothing is.
Not to get into it too early, but I've been rewatching BoJack Horseman because I never finished it.
Uh-huh.
And what a fantastic show, but holy shit, what a downer.
Oh, bummer
it
city.
It really makes you think. That's how I've been feeling the last 24 hours. But it's a very good show. I do highly recommend it. But yeah, be prepared.
Rob, and I'll get to our guest in very shortly. We have Rob. This is our last episode before Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so get your edible arrangements ready.
Okay,
Bobby. I was going to save this for a later episode, but it'll be too late. Will you be my Valentine?
Oh, me, Joshy, of course.
Yes. Cram it, Aaron.
Yeah, take that, Aaron. Suck
it. She waited too long. Okay, maybe we'll get into it with our guest. And speaking of our guest, we have a wonderful guest by the name of
Nicole Devin.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
Miss Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to drink at 2:00 on a Sunday.
That's right.
What a time for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. To start now is what. Yeah.
Usually I'm like finishing up from the night before.
From 24 hour. It's not a bender if you don't lose control.
Yeah.
So
Nicole,
they say.
We were talking a little bit pre-roll about the snow. Have you been out in it yet? Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah. So my husband and I, we do Orange Theory.
Do you want to shout him out?
Sure. Orange Theory, Roscoe Village. What?
Take that, husband.
Yeah, take that.
Oh, I thought you meant Orange Theory. No, I'll get to the Paul shout outs in a minute. So we live super close. It's like less than a 5-minute drive, but he parks in the garage and I park on the street, and he has an SUV and I have a Honda Civic. So he always drives because he's also very much the like, I am the man and I will drive. And I don't care, so it's fine. Sure. So we had to barrel out of our alley because, much like your alley, Josh, it was It's deep. Funk. It's deep back there.
Just pure.
So we got out and it was pretty crappy because this was like at 10 o'clock this morning or 10:30 this morning. And coming back, we pulled into the alley the other way and we got like 2 feet in and we're like, there's no way we're going to get through. So we had to back out and come around the other way. And then we couldn't turn around because he has to back in. So it was like a whole production.
Oh, wow.
But it is really pretty. It's a lot if you have to shovel it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But now we're in and I don't care. Like it can snow 8-10 more feet. I don't have to go anywhere. So
and
we have big windows. I'm looking out onto Belmont Avenue right now and it's so pretty and the buses are going by and it's like a snow globe.
It's nice. Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm right by a couple of parks and it's just very like on my little walk, it's always very nice to see that fresh powder, as the kids say.
Yeah. And shout out to my husband for all of the shoveling. He shoveled to get his car in and then he came in, he took a shower and then the lady next door who's like a single older lady was shoveling. So he went out then after his shower to shovel for her.
That's nice of Paul. That's a good
And then came back. He's like, I would have felt guilty. Side note, he shoveled in shorts both times.
Oh,
you work up a sweat. I tell you what, you work up a sweat.
It's true.
We dug out the car. We didn't have to go anywhere, but we're just like, it'll be easier now while it's all fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got sweaty real fast and I was like, man, shorts would have been fine. It was like, it's like 30 degrees. It's just nonstop snow.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nicole. Sorry.
No. You.
I was going to say, I haven't had to shovel the walk or anything in quite some time. But when I was home in Michigan, we got enough snow where I wasn't doing anything. I was just at my folks' house. My dad's like, I was like, hey, you want me to do anything for you today? He goes, yeah, shovel the walk. And I was like, God damn it.
Old habits.
The question,
Do
you want me to do anything outside of shoveling? I'm happy to.
Well, I didn't know I had snowed because like maybe this is too much, but when I'm home, I stay in like the basement we have. Of like, there's a little like bed and setup. So like, there's no windows. I don't know. So I'm like, I see my dad's leaving for his job, and I just shout from the basement. Anything I can do? He goes, yeah, shovel the walk. And I went, it's snowed. No, no.
I might go out after this and also shovel or just like get a layer of my car. Because truth be told, I haven't cleaned off my car since the last time it snowed. It snowed on Wednesday a couple inches.
Yeah, that's true.
But here is my best advice for anyone who has to park outside and has a snowy situation. Find your sun spots. Find the spots where the sun shines, because a lot of times I don't have to clean off my car. The sun has melted it down, or it's at least like somewhat better manageable than it was.
Yeah.
So I'm in a good sun spot right now. So it probably was clean from Wednesday. Definitely not clean today.
We talked about it briefly. I want to go back to it. Orange Theory, you big fan, long time.
Long time user. So I joined it was a year ago in November. I'm very much I like classes. I like someone to tell me what to do. If I just go to the gym, I'm like, oh, I hate the elliptical. Like, this sucks. Like, even if I'm listening to entertaining things, like, it's not my thing. So Orange Theory is a combination of rowers, treadmills, and floor exercises, and it's all guided. So you get on and you're like, great, you're walking for 4 minutes. Now you're running for 2 minutes or whatever it is. It's different every single day of the year. So the workouts are never the same, which I also like. It's been
Lengthwise, is it the same?
A question on the floor? Question?
Please. Yes, Rob?
I'm curious about Orange Theory as well. So is it like, when you show up, is there an instructor to like help you on the way? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's a little different now because of COVID and the restrictions. Sure. So the maximum class size is 15 people, which my studio can hold 45.
Whoa.
So it's nice because you're spread out and you have to work out in a mask. So I feel pretty comfortable with that. So there's only 5 people on the treadmills to start, 5 people on the rowers to start, 5 people on the floor to start. And then you have 14 minutes on that particular piece of machinery. And they're telling you what to do through that whole 14 minutes. Like today it was divided into 2 blocks, but the last time I worked out, it was divided into 5. So it just is like short things versus long things versus incline.
Kind of rotate around.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like
so you
guided
rotate
circuit
through.
Training.
God. It's exactly what it is. And no, before fun. COVID, it was you'd get longer times because it was only divided into two. So the treadmill was a separate thing, and then the floor and the rower was sort of a combo. And now it's because they're trying to get max amount of people.
Sure.
They always have the three stations, which is good. It's hard because like I'm starting to get tennis elbow from all the rowing.
Friend you know of the I mean? Show, Carly Cahoke, bought a rowing machine.
She did.
She told me the same. Yeah, she told me the same thing. She's getting tennis elbow.
Tennis elbow. Yeah. Ooh, what rower did she get? I want to know.
Oh, I don't
she
know.
Has a water. She has a water rower. Oh, I don't know specifically the brand, and that's what they use at Orange Theory. Are the water rower water rowers? It's a great work. Like it works
yeah,
so
can
many
drink
of your
from
muscles
it as you're rowing.
Exactly. You get like a really long straw, and you just like stick it in the tank.
Because you got to pump the
so
water
disgusting.
Out. And
yeah. And then I've been telling Paul, my husband, to join. I was like, I think you'd really like this workout. Like he plays soccer, like he's super active. I'm like, but I really think you'd like this workout. So he finally broke down and joined me on a first class. Your first class is always free. In September, and was instantly hooked. And of course, like every man, he dropped 10 pounds in the first month.
Sure. By looking at the rower?
He did. He was like gently glanced at it and was like, oh, fat just left him. And I was like, motherfuck, I've been working so hard. But yeah, but we really like it. And it's nice because we can go together and we're close. So
well, hopefully Orange Theory is our next sponsor, because what a great shout out.
Yeah. This is not public or sponsored content. No spa,
no.
Spa car.
No spa car.
Okay. That's for our third spinoff. Bulk up, boys.
I like that.
Yeah, but Nicole, you're not here to talk about Orange Theory, though we could for the next hour and a half. We want to know, what beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
Well, I have chosen my staple, my favorite beverage. I have two handles and two complete bottles in my house right now, and it is Captain Morgan Original Spiced Rum.
Original Spiced Rum.
Yes.
Well, that's all
and
we have
Diet
of
Coke.
It, though, right? Yeah.
And, or I'm sorry, Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also drinking out of a glass that says Skank.
it does. In beautiful.
It really
cursive.
Does. Very scripty.
It does say Skank.
Right. Ellie Vollmer got me this glass.
Aww, my beautiful, my comedy daughter.
Also, Coca-Cola Zero.
Yeah.
Sugar, Zero sugar.
My glasses has a bunch of different ways to mix.
I have that glass.
Marguerite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mine, of course, half acre beer.
Oh, sure. Yep. I actually almost got a Lakefront Brewery glass out for the later drink.
Oh.
Which is in Milwaukee. I went with a Star Wars glass.
I haven't picked my glass yet.
I'm thinking about getting one of my bigger mugs. I'll save it because now I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, let's dig in and we'll talk about what we taste. As in all tastings, you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. So let's get in.
Go ahead. I'm topping myself off right now because I didn't pre-pour.
God, it's so good.
It goes really well together.
It's just so good. And a Coke Zero is superior to Diet Coke. I hate Diet Coke. I love Coke Zero.
You know, I never drink Coke Zero. I'm going to have it by itself just to
have it by itself and see what you think. Yeah. It definitely tastes to me more like Coke than Diet Coke does.
It does. Nicole will fight. I love Diet Coke. It's on record several times, but I don't mind Coke Zero. I honestly don't because I agree. Diet Coke has its own specific taste. Coke Zero literally does taste more like Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
The classic.
Yeah. And it's been weird because during this quarantine and COVID stuff, like Costco will randomly not have Coke Zero. They'll always have Diet Coke, but they're out of Coke Zero a lot. And, you know, it's can shortage and all that. But this is my drink.
I have the same problem with Costco and Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper. It'll be there sometimes and not other times. And
Costco
makes me sad.
The bottles, like the 20-ounce bottles and not the cans. I don't mind the cans, but I prefer the bottle.
Oh,
but that's
I don't know.
But we can save that for Bulk Boys.
Yeah, Bulk Boys.
Bulk Boys.
I don't know the ratios that you normally do. I did 3 ounces Captain to a lot of ice and then a full pint of Coca-Cola Zero. Immediately it's like spicy and then the soda kind of cuts the alcohol and then is like it just finishes like a soda.
Yeah, a Coca-Cola.
Which can be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's cute that you measure.
I had a feeling that it was a free ball, but
I filled it with ice, and then I did about this much rum.
Sure.
Yeah. And then the rest.
It was pretty close to what I got, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a pretty rum.
I didn't have ice. But I kind of, you know, I eyeballed it as we all do. I also I have less captains than I thought, so I'm trying to save for the next cocktail.
Yeah. I had to bring two bottles up. Just to make sure that I had enough, because one's almost empty.
Sure. No, sure, Nicole. You know. You know, it's funny. Cab Morgan gets a lot of shit because it is like it's one of those like very popular mixers and something that you kind of learn to drink if you in college and all that.
Yeah, early.
I don't mind it. I don't mind a Captain and Coke. Truly, like,
yeah,
I think they're good.
It's a standard, like,
yeah, it's easy
drink.
Yeah. You're guaranteed every bar is going to have it, and that's okay. Oh well, not maybe not Coke Zero specifically, but
or Captain.
What doesn't have Captain?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to ruin anything for what? Like,
there's a scroll on her back wall written in blood.
I don't want to ruin like for my put a cork in it later, but a lot of places will have Sailor Jerry or Kraken.
Oh yeah,
the Kraken's a black rum, right?
Yeah. Yes, but if they don't have cat, it's a spice. Oh, yeah,
they're like, how about this?
Yeah,
exactly. So there are places that don't have capped. Oh, yeah.
I'm legit surprised by that. Yeah.
Yeah. When we were in LA, remember when we went to LA for a tournament a couple years ago?
Yeah.
No one had Captain. They all had Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry Town.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, he got there first. Captain landed on the East Coast. Sailor Jerry landed on the West Coast.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And they have strongholds.
They sailed to the middle.
Yeah. And the Kraken burst through the earth right in the center. Well, before we get to your history with Captain, let's get, or Captain and Coke Zero, let's get into a little history of it, if my computer would load. We did actually, Rudy, former guest in front of the pod, Rudy Voigt, his drink, the Quarantini, was Captain Morgan based. So we're reusing a little bit of the history there. In 1944, Captain Morgan is launched by the Seagram's Company, based in Canada. They started producing the rum under the name Captain Morgan Rum Company.
Creative.
Seagram CEO Samuel Bonfman purchased the distillery named Long Pond from the Jamaican government. Among the buyers of raw rum for Long Pond Distillery are Kingston Pharmacy and the Levy Brothers. So the Levy brothers were purchasing the rum raw and then adding medicinal herbs and spices, aging it and bottling it. Bronfman loved that so much that he bought the rights and they have been producing it ever since. Record scratch into Coke Zero, originally produced in 2005. It was a diet drink that was marketed to be specifically taste more like regular Coke and not be Diet Coke. Because it was also marketed towards men, Diet Coke being a very feminine product.
So crazy.
According to them, the formula was slightly tweaked in 2007 to have it taste even more like regular Coke. And they also took that opportunity to rebrand it as Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, as opposed to just Coca-Cola Zero, sort of like capitalizing on the sugar is bad.
Yeah.
I
forgot through Coke Zero. Oh, sorry, Josh, continue.
Oh, no. That's all the history I have, actually.
Okay. I forgot Coke Zero was like a man's drink.
Yeah.
It's so weird, right?
It's so stupid.
It is dumb. Like, the black label also like further like kind of like gives you that masculine quality. Diet Coke's too white and delicate. It's all chemicals.
Right? It really is. It's funny, and I don't want to speak out of turn for Rudy and the Quarantini. However, I believe the inspiration for using for having rum in the house was Paul and I.
Oh,
you'd have to talk to he and Sarah.
I think he mentioned as much.
I'm going to text him right now. Rudy's slow texting back, but we'll see what. Maybe by the time we're done,
maybe the end of the episode.
I'm pretty sure we were an inspiration between for having Captain, because we did a couple of cocktail nights with them early on, like Zoom cocktail nights. And by nights, I mean the first one. I'm pretty sure was 5 hours. Like by the end, we were just all laying like on each other and on ourselves. I think Paul drank almost a whole bottle of whiskey.
Oh, nice.
That night. Yeah.
Wow. What kind of whiskey?
Well, he hates whiskey, so this is the funny thing. He was drinking whiskey. We had Santori whiskey, I'm pretty sure, that night. Yeah. Yeah, but I'll be curious to see what Rudy says, but I'm pretty sure that...
Yeah, well, we'll update
we'll get the release.
Yeah.
Nicole, we have a segment on the show where we talk about the first time that you ever had a Cap'n and Coke Zero, and the last time, and this segment is called...
First time, last time.
I did a little movement. I know this isn't being recorded for like video, but I can't help it. Like,
yeah, it's hard just, not to.
You got to move around. I get it.
I know, right? Yes. So first time. This is where we start first time.
First time.
So I, it's funny, Rob, that you mentioned like a lot of people discover Cap'n in college and high school and like stuff, because I was not a big drinker when I was younger. I felt I was weird enough. So I didn't need to have like the inhibitions lowered at all. So I really did not drink until I was really in my mid to late 20s.
Oh,
I have since made up for that. let's be clear. I am a big drinker now. But I started doing comedy sports in Milwaukee, and you would get a shifty. So you'd get a free drink for every show you did.
Yeah,
I know, right? And I was still kind of like, I didn't really know what I liked. So I would have like a bunch of different things. And so they were like, well, what about a rum and Coke? And I was like, sure, let's try that. Yeah. So they would give me Bacardi, and then they would give me Cap'n. And then I would be like, and I decided I really liked the Cap'n a lot better than Bacardi. Like, I will drink just regular rum, but I do prefer spiced rum.
Sure.
So that was my first introduction, into Cap'n and probably Diet Coke at the time, because I don't think in their fountain they had Coke Zero.
Well, you said you were in your mid 20s when you started drinking. When was this? When was Milwaukee?
So this would have been 2004 is when I started Comedy Sports.
Okay.
So I would have been like, late 20s.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a date-ish.
Yeah. So then it became my drink.
Go to. You said you gravitated towards spice rum. Flavor profile wise, independent of alcohol. Are you a spicy person?
I'm spicy. I'm super spicy. I do like spice. I don't like spice so bad that your eyes are watering and you can't taste anything, but I do like things to have some kick.
Yeah. Little kick, little flavor. Love it.
Plus, and if you have a lime, all the better. Throw a lime up in that bad boy, and I'm in heaven. But I rarely have limes at my house. You know what I mean?
Except I always have limes.
Yeah, I should for the things I eat.
Bag of limes. Oh man, it'll last.
Yeah,
it should get you through a couple of grocery trips.
Yeah.
What about the last time?
Friday night.
Friday night.
So my husband and I, we started when this quarantine started. He plays guitar, and he usually plays with his friend Drew out in bars. Remember those? Those were fun. This quarantine first started, and that first weekend that things started shutting down, my brother and sister-in-law were supposed to come to town, and there was supposed to be a Drew and Paul show. And so we were like, since they're not here, let's call them. We'll FaceTime them and just play them a couple songs. And we got off the FaceTime and I went, we could just Facebook Live this. Just go on Facebook. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, let's just go on Facebook Live. So we went on Facebook Live. And if you know my husband, he loves to see himself. So him just watch, he doesn't want to do a Zoom because he doesn't want to see other people on this. He just wants to see him. But of course, a big part of that show is drinking. So we always drink Cap'n and Coke Zero with when Costco did have Diet Mountain or Diet Dr. Pepper, we did substitute Diet Dr. Pepper one day.
Ooh, I wonder how that
is. Which is actually really good. If you Captain and Diet Dr. Pepper is also very good.
I've got some Diet Dr. Pepper. I'll try it later.
Yeah. Give it a try. So we every Friday night we drink Captain and Coke Zeros. If we have limes, it's a special thing and we'll put limes in it. We rarely do. So Friday night I had four.
Okay.
Five? All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have drinking rules within the music act? I'll call it, or do you just kind of have it? You just drink as you drink.
Well, so like, is it a game? Just
yeah.
No, we just drink as we drink. However, we have some regulars that have developed a drinking game.
Oh, fun!
Yes. So they recently told us this. So if we high five, which we high five a lot. Like we'll finish the song, we'll be like, "Yeah, that was great."
Yeah, yeah.
People drink. If we drink, people drink. And then Paul loves Malort. He loves Malort.
He's the one.
He is the one. So if you ever want to do a unicorn show, have someone who loves Malort. So he always has a bottle of Malort next to him, and then he will just randomly drink Malort right out of the bottle.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, we don't really have rules. I also pour our mixed drinks because he's drinking straight from a bottle of Malort, so I tend to go a little lighter.
Yeah,
a little lighter.
Secret
pour.
Of the pros. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put your thumb on the speed pourer so it goes out slower.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Something like that. Something like that.
But don't charge him, bartenders out there. No. Feel free to underserve people, but don't charge them full price.
Yeah, that's crazy. Take it a half.
Say this one's on me.
Yeah. Well, when I drink, like if at a bar, I actually usually order talls, which means it's in a pint glass, but it's less liquor.
Yeah.
It's like more soda, less liquor, because I feel like that allows me to stretch the evening out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
got to plan ahead. I get it.
You know,
so I
also drink
a
lot of water.
Sure.
Right? You got to.
Can have several and I'll be okay.
A big fan of talls. And we should say bartenders, it's not less liquor, it's just more mixer.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, you're not getting a double in a pint. You're getting a regular in a pint.
Exactly.
Don't cheat, people. Is what I'm saying.
It's sad that you have to say that.
Well, this is mainly for Rob.
Yeah. What? I'm a great bartender. That'll be $50. I asked for a water.
I bet it's it. Bobby, same question to you. Coke Zero and Captain, or you know, Coke and rum.
Coke and rum for sure in college. I was a good little boy. I didn't drink in high school, and I didn't start drinking until I went to college and went to parties and wanted to be cool. So I'm sure after, like, you know, as you experiment, as you do, after having a few of these, like, you know, shitty beers, I was like, well, let's try some of these mixed cocktails. And I'm sure rum and Coke was one I went to quite a bit, and I'm sure I tried it with Coke and Diet Coke, and I'm sure Coke Zero showed up at some point. But yeah, I still like, even at like a wedding where there's an open bar or something, sometimes I'll just stick with rum and Coke just because I'm like, it's a staple, it's easy, and I don't have to like, I don't have to him and haw about it. It's like, just give me a couple of those and I'll be good for the evening. But the last time I had one, boy howdy, I don't know. I said on this podcast before, I have been drinking a lot during this quarantine. And so when I do, it's mostly either for this show or because I have, I just happen to grab like a six pack of like High Life or something. So I'd say maybe it's been over a year since I've had a rum and Coke. Yeah, honest to God. Yeah, yeah. Not that I'm like opposed to it. I'm very much a social drinker is what I've learned. And since we can't be social, I'm not drinking a lot.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
As he takes a swig from his
from his pipe.
Yeah.
Josh, how about you? When was the first time last time?
Yeah, so Captain is one of those liquors that was early on and sort of like the first ever. And this was like just coming out of high school, going into college. Like I remember Captain Morgan was one of the first things I got sick on ever.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, no, why?
Sure. It's sweet. Captain, I will say it is spice, but there is a bit of sweetness to it for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, again, this is like idiots trading handle swigs and then chasing it with Coronas or something. but like Cuba Libre's, like rum and Coke with a lime was sort of like where I got on board because that lime, you're right, is a special occasion. It really sets it off. Like,
yeah.
To me, I was surprised that this wasn't lime. It wasn't. there wasn't lime in the recipe or what, like, you know, most people like oh, and you got to have that lime. But it's nice that it's like for, you know, it's like zhuzhes it up and like special occasion. But the last time I had one, probably a little sooner than a year ago. I mean, I got that bottle of Captain for Rudy's thing.
Yeah.
So probably around then. But again, mostly Bacardi was where I like got on board. And that's probably like if I get a rum and Coke out because the soda is so much more powerful.
Yeah.
Flavor wise. Mm. And partly what I'm after, because I'll do rum and diet because you can. Nothing kills that Diet Coke aftertaste, you know. And call me femme if you want to, marketers of Coca-Cola. I am unashamed. I'm a proud cis hetero man that loves Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Cheers. But and you can tell the difference, right? Like if they accidentally 100%. Put Coke in your drink, oh, yeah. I am like, this is not a diet.
For sure.
So the thing that I don't like about Coke, which Coke Zero doesn't have, obviously, because it's not sugar, is that like coating sweetness where it like covers your whole mouth. Almost it feels like honey heavy. Like,
yeah.
Don't get that with this. But again, the flavor of Coca-Cola is good, but I'm here for that diet. Like, you know, my parents, that's what they drink growing up. So like that like sort of chemically aftertaste is preferred to me.
Yeah,
make no qualms about it.
Before we move on to our next round, I got a response from Rudy Voigt.
Okay,
Rudolfo. I asked him. I went, Nicole Devin is on Pop and Bottles right now. She claims that the reason you and Sarah have Captain Morgan's is because of her and Paul. And he goes, that's sort of true. Rum has always been Sarah's drink of choice, but she was an equal opportunity rum drinker. Paul and Nicole let us know that drinking anything less than Captain's is uncivilized.
There you go. You guys should get sponsored by Captain.
Right? I dress up like a freaking pirate. Don't kid yourself.
Why not? It's fun.
Ooh, I can see it now in my eyes. Any of the different varietals is not the right word, but different flavors of Captain Morgan, because they've come out with a few recently. Remember, there's that like cannonball one, and that's darker one. Any of those float y'all's boat, or have you tried them?
Yeah, so downstairs, in addition to our regular Captain, we also have the private stock, which was a gift. We gave a mattress to someone, and they gifted me a bottle of the private stock. And we also have the black, I forget exactly what it's called. It's something black.
I think it's just black rum.
It
black
might just
spice
be
rum?
Black.
Yeah,
the black spice rum. The private stock is super sweet to me. Like I can really taste the sweetness. Mm-hmm. That I feel like that's the forward flavor for the private stock, and the black is really good. It's just not. It's heavier, so I just don't drink as much. So I tend to
get more of a molassesy quality.
But we have the black because remember when Dominic's went out of business here?
Oh yeah.
We found out when the half price liquor sale was.
Smart.
And Paul was there at 5 a.m. to like get the liquor. And they didn't have regular Captain. They only had the Captain Black. So he just bought all the bottles that they have. So all of them have these clearance stickers on them.
That's
I was
even
about
better.
To say, that really fills out the story that he bought more than one bottle. Because I was like, that was a long time ago when Dominic's went out of business.
Yeah. No, everyone they had. We also still have a bunch of handles of like some sort of vodka that he bought when Dominic's went out.
Clearance vodka. Yeah. They're all the same. Unless you get like the next one.
But I haven't tried any of the other flavors like the orange or anything like that.
Nicole. I don't mean to cut you off. I pulled up all the flavors. May I list them for people?
Oh, please.
Great. So there's 13, Lucky 13. So there's a Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum. A-okay. Captain Morgan Sliced Apple, which I tried. Captain Morgan White Rum.
Yummy.
Captain Morgan Black Spice Rum. Captain Morgan 100 Proof Spice Rum. The Private Stock. The Silver Spice Rum. Coconut Rum. Ugh. The Pineapple Rum. Now, here's where we get the next four are weird. So there's one that looks like it's the bottle. So the next two, the bottle looks like it's supposed to be like a cannonball. There's Captain Morgan Apple Smash. And then Captain Morgan Loco Nut. And then for Christmas, Captain Morgan Gingerbread Spice. And then Captain Morgan Orange Vanilla Twist for all you fancy.
Captain Morgan Apple Smash.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Captain Morgan Local Nuts.
I mean, I don't know. An apple smash to me sounds like the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I'm going to
hang on, but what if the bottle looked like a cannonball?
Well, then I might be interested.
Hear me out. You know? Hear me out.
More of a skull bottle kind of guy.
Oh, then I got another drink for you, my friend.
Out of all of those, the only one that sounded good to me was, not good even, but that I would want to try. I've never had a spiced white rum, so I wonder what that would taste like.
Yeah, I haven't had that.
It makes my brain explode a little bit.
I would try.
The pineapple sounded good.
Yeah, I would also. I would try the orange vanilla twist. Truly.
Yeah.
Because again,
it's like creamsicle.
Yeah, back when I was learning to drink, I would take
take the glass up to your mouth.
Yeah, and just like,
how do I sip it?
I just pour it on myself, and I'd be like, I don't know. I think I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
Some say I had a drinking problem.
George Zip.
Oh boy.
Let's move on.
Move right along. Nicole, we two-stepped around it, and maybe we got our answer already, but we want to know what the first alcoholic beverage you ever had was. This segment is called...
Whoop, whoop, pull over. Let me see that ID.
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
So as I mentioned, I didn't really drink when I was younger. I worked at a movie theater, though, in a college town. So,
shout him out.
Shout out Winona, Minnesota. So I worked at this movie theater. Predominantly everyone else was in high school or was in college, but I was in high school. And they had a party, like a holiday party, on a houseboat because, you know, we're on the Mississippi River. I know, random, right? I think it's the only time I've ever been on a houseboat.
I mean, that's if you're by a river, it makes sense. But I just, I'm surprised by that in Wisconsin.
this was in Minnesota, but
Minnesota. Sorry.
Yeah. So Winona, Minnesota. And so it was on a houseboat, and they had a punch, and they spiked the punch.
Yeah, they did.
So I don't really know what it was, but it was something fruity and tasted enough that I didn't really notice, but I probably knew. Yeah. But my mom picked me up, and she was like, "You've been drinking." And I was like, "I don't know what you mean, man. I'm fine." So that was my first alcoholic drink. But then I didn't have anything until probably my 21st birthday. I didn't like the taste of beer, and I just, I didn't want to lower inhibitions.
No.
That's fair. Yeah, so that do you remember what you had on your 21st birthday?
I don't. We went to like a murder mystery dinner theater thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So probably wine. Sure. Maybe a mixed drink that they just gave me, which who knows what it was. So I don't really remember.
There's a birthday.
And honestly, that was about as good as that particular murder mystery dinner theater was. I was the murderer, but I don't know why.
Before we solved this horrible crime, someone has a birthday.
Yep. It's your birthday song.
This birthday knife was used to cut this cake.
Oh, Lord.
Like, is this going to turn good?
Oh, God. Spoiler, it did not.
Murder mystery. Yeah. Super fun. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Well, let's kick it right along. We've been laughing. We've been chortling, guffawing. I don't know if this is on tape for the episode, but I love your sweater that says cheers.
Thank you. I wore this in honor of recording this today, just to have a little something more, a little festive.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Cheers,
multicolored
y'all.
Letters.
Yes. It's a sweatshirt, so I'm always wearing two layers. I have long underwear on under it. I'm always
cold. The cold.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my normal black t-shirt that I have dozens of.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about my shirt already. It's got rodents of unusual size.
Oh, fun.
Love that.
It's got a rodent size chart.
Oh, I like that.
The larger end. But we have to assume that this is not your ideal location to be enjoying a delicious Captain Morgan Spice Rum, the regular one, and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. We want to know where that dream location is. We want to know what celebrity you're going to bring. And this segment is called...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
I spend a lot of time thinking about this, particularly the celebrity.
Okay.
And I don't know that my answer is great for having spent a lot of time about it. But like, instinctively.
Look, Nicole, I'm going to tell you, most of my answers are not good. So whatever you say is going to be primo.
Wonderful. Like, my first instinct was like, just at a fucking bar. I just want to be at a fucking bar.
I almost spit taped.
But you know what I mean? Like, I just like, with everything in me, I just want to be at a bar.
As we circle the calendar year of quarantine.
Oh boy.
I mean, we're coming close. We just did, we just did week 46. So it's been 46 weeks. So outside of that, I would say one of my very favorite places that I've ever been is York, England. And it's such a wonderful, lovely, if you like medieval feel, and the English people are just beyond nice and wonderful. So I think I would go to York. I would find a nice pub and I would be chilling out there with my Coke Zero. Or although over there it's called Coke. What is it called? It's called something a little different. It's not called Coke Zero.
I saw it in my research.
It might be Coke Zero Sugar. They may have started the Zero Sugar.
Yeah, I think it was original when it launched initially. It was Coke Zero there, Zero Sugar there.
Yeah, I think so.
And the label is different. It's all red with a little black bar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't serve anything cold. So you're ready for that.
Oh, that's right. That is true.
They really do. They really hate ice. So I bring my own ice and have it cold because I like a cold drink. As far as the celebrity, like, that's hard too, because like, I'm not a big, like, I'm not blown away by like, ooh, you're famous kind of thing. Like, it doesn't do a lot for me. I did think of two people though. One, because I just think it would be interesting to just see Joan Crawford in like a real situation.
I just think
that she would be a really interesting character study and fascinating, and it would probably be a terrible time. Like, she would probably be just horribly mean and awful. But I'm curious to see what she would be like.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I do. Yeah.
Interesting. And the other person that always comes to mind is Anna Kendrick, and only because I think that we would just get along. So I think it would just be like hanging out with a friend. Like, you know how sometimes you see celebrities and you're like, I feel like we would just be friends. Yeah. And I feel like that would be just a fun, I think we'd just have a fun time.
Yeah.
But those would be
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you have to like commit to like a celebrity, like a performer or something like that. It could be like anybody that's a celebrity to you. We've had people talk about their father or grandmothers before.
Hell, sure. Andreas chose Josh and I.
That's right. Oh. And we're not celebrities at all.
Well, no. Yes, you are.
In our own way.
In our own little way.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice. Yeah, I've never been across the pond, as they say.
I haven't either, yeah.
But where is York specifically? It's in England, obviously.
Yeah, it's in England. It's in the northeastern part of England. One of the coolest things I thought about York is that a lot of the medieval wall still exists around the inside of the city, and you can walk it. So you go up and you can like walk around. It took us like 2 hours, I think, in total, but there's little museums and stuff you can stop at.
Was it just a tourism trip?
It was 50-50. Like, Paul and I had never been anywhere either, and England seemed like a really good first across the pond because, right, like, you speak the language, it seemed to be easy to get around. And I have a very, very good friend in Manchester. So we flew into Manchester, but then immediately took a train to York and spent a couple of days there, then came back to Manchester. So the York part was like, ooh, touristy, we're seeing all this stuff. The Manchester part was like, we're hanging out with friends. I actually did comedy sports there.
Oh, cool.
I was not going to because, like, I feel like I'm a person who I perform a lot.
So
going to other cities, it's not like it's great and I love the people and I like to see them, but I don't need that like, oh, I need to perform there. But they reached out to me because they found out I was going to be in town. So I did comedy sports there. But we also went to a soccer match and hung out.
Oh, who'd you see?
Man City. Paul's big Man City fan.
Oh, there you go.
Who'd they play against?
They played against, Brighton?
I don't know Brighton? Soccer.
I don't remember.
Football.
It is so fascinating to go to a sporting event, particularly in England, because I don't mean to get us off track, but I just have to say, like, in the stands, you're not allowed to have alcohol. So you can go on the concourse and you can have your pints and you can have whatever, but in the stands, everyone there is watching the game. It is not a Wrigleyville experience.
Wow.
So that was really cool. And there were like these little kids in front of us who were super into it. Also, the visiting fans can only sit in certain sections. They have like a section, and there is a security guard on every other step going up that section to keep everything like.
Because of the hooligans.
Yeah, they're so passionate about their game. And it, particularly in Manchester, because they have two teams, they have City and United.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Rachel told us right away, she's like, you cannot wear colors, meaning like your team jersey, you cannot wear colors out. Like you can't. You cannot go out in Manchester and be wearing a Manchester United jersey or a Man City jersey. Like they just don't allow it because people get so like crazy about it.
That's crazy.
So it was super cool. I know very little about soccer, but it was very cool experience to be there and to be where people cared.
Yeah, and sing. Right, they sing a lot, right? Too.
Oh yeah, they do sing a lot. Yeah, I don't remember what the Man City song is. I want to say it's Blue Moon. Actually,
to the tune of usually.
Yeah, Blue Moon. They're just like all singing. And then we went down to Bath, so we kind of went like. York is up here, Manchester's over here, Bath is down here, and London's here. That's where we ended our trip.
Oh, wow.
So that it was
amazing.
If you ever get a chance, it's just a lovely country.
I've always wanted to go to England, like anywhere in Great Britain.
Yeah.
One day.
You will. Someday we can travel again.
Oh, one day.
Yeah.
Same question to you, Rob. You got to go somewhere, and you got to bring somebody and have a delicious Captain and Zero.
Okay. You know, I'm really intrigued by just this bar idea.
Yeah,
right? The pub.
It sounds nice.
I'm really intrigued. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick. there was this great bar in St. Martin when I was on the cruise ship called the Honky Tonk Bar. It was wonderful. Like, it was kind of dirty, but it was supposed to be because it's right by the beach. I would, I'd have my swim trunks on and have a cigar. I'd walk up to the bar and I'd order like a captain. Give me a captain and Coke. The bartender, you got it. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, bartender, you look really familiar. And he goes, no, I'm nobody. I go, no, I'm pretty sure you played Sam Malone. He goes, no. I was like, weren't you in Good Place as well? He went, no. I'm on vacation. I go, vacation? Don't you own a place? He goes, no. I gotta go. And he runs off. He gives me my drink first. And I go, pretty sure that was Ted Danson. And I enjoy my spice rum and Coke Zero, and I take a dip in the beautiful ocean. I have a nice little vacay, as the kids say.
Mm.
Sounds good.
Josh, how about you? Where's your dream location?
Oh, okay.
And who is that celebrity? Yes.
Okay, great question.
Thank you.
I've never been to England, as we've all known, because I've said it twice. But I've been to the east coast of the fair country we live in, the United States of America. A New England, if you will.
Oh, boy.
So I would go back there into beautiful Maine, Portland, Maine. I'd go back there. And I'd go to a nice mom and pop fish and chips shop. Mm. Maybe they're immigrants. Maybe they're freshly immigrated from the UK, and they're bringing their delicious family recipes home to us in the States for the Yanks, as they say. So I'm having a delicious plate of fish and chips. I've got a hashtag ocean cold full of ice, Captain Zero, and as I call it now, Captain Zero.
I like it. I think that's like that's Captain a great Zero. Name.
So I'm yumming down on that, and it's like cold outside, kind of sort of like it is here, but it's not snowing. It's that like New England, like wind and rain. I'm enjoying my dish. And it's wrapped in newspapers, and steam's coming off of it with fish chips, and I've got some malt vinegar. And then lightning strikes, and then in the doorway opens up, and there's two gentlemen in yellow slickers. One of them seems to be out of time, and one of them seems almost cartoony. And I was like, oh, hey, guys, how's it going? Like, get out of here. Get out of the rain. Like, get inside. And I look over and the mom and pa are gone, into the back. And they're like, we're so hungry. We just got off from a long sea journey. And I say, well, please share my fish and chips. Like, once they get back, we'll order more. And, of course they left the bottle of Zero and Captain. So I make these two gentlemen one, and they the dripping wet white beard on one of them. He takes off his hat and I recognize him instantly as the original Gordon's fisherman. And he's like, that looks like some good fish, and I should know. Wink. You know, he didn't want to say his name, but I know who it was.
Yeah.
Hashtag product placement.
Yeah, hashtag product placement. And then he looks over at the other guy who takes off his thing, and his hat comes off, and somehow he has a little a Captain Pirate's hat and a little pipe. And he's like, not when we should know good fish. And it's the original Long John Silver from the restaurant. Not the real pirate. And they sit down and we share a plate of fish and chips. And they tell me sea stories. They teach me sea shanties.
Oh, fun.
And all along, we drink our drinks and laugh. And then the camera pulls out and it's Captain Morgan drawing it. A la Looney Tunes.
Perfect.
And that would be my dream location.
Mm-hmm. And sea shanties are really in right now.
They're super in back. If you're on the TikTok. Yeah.
I am not.
I'm not either, but I've heard about it.
No, I'm not on TikTok either. I've heard about it too. But there's also a movie on Netflix we watched earlier in the quarantine called Fisherman's Friend.
Oh.
Set in England about a band. It's based on a true story about a band of guys who just like sing in their town, and they're discovered by a record producer, and he like creates this album of sea shanties. I highly recommend it.
What's it called again?
It's called Fisherman's Friend, much love like it. The lozenge.
Yeah, I was about to say that's what I immediately thought of. Yeah. Is the cough drop.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll check it out.
Fisherman's Friends. Yeah. What else are you doing?
Squat.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We watched The Dig last night because it just came out on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah. What do you recommend?
Pretty good. Wow. Yeah, it was good. It was a nice story, again, based on a true story. Ralph Fiennes, who I feel like I haven't seen since the Harry Potter stuff. Fair. Like, I don't think he's been in anything for a long time.
No, he's popped up into stuff.
I saw the trailer, and I was just like, do I want to see this? Is this interesting?
Sure.
Or do I just want to see movies?
It was a real mellow, like...
Mm-hmm.
It was a good, like, we're chill and it's snowing outside and I don't have anything else to watch movie.
I'm going to look it up. I'll check it out. What else are you doing?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Right? Yeah. Well, from things we like to things we hate, the next segment that we do, we're talking about beverage you hate, despise, revile, is evil. In fact, it's so disgusting that we have to stricken it from the record permanently. We want to know what that beverage is and how you're going to remove it from the world. This segment is called...
Cork it.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
Sailor fucking Mary.
There's such anger in her eyes.
I legitimately have an internal boil just thinking about Sailor Jerry. Like, I fucking hate it. And the people who are like, oh, you won't notice the difference. I fucking noticed the difference. It does not taste. I remember actually Rudy and I got into a big thing at the bar one night where at Comedy Sports where I was like, I'm going to buy a bottle of Sailor Jerry and I'm going to make you do a taste test. And you're going to see, because at some point they like switched it. And I immediately went back to the office and I was like, who do I need to talk to about this travesty? Like, I hate it. Like, I hate it. I get angry. Like, when we were in LA and I'd walk into a bar and they're like, oh, we don't have Captain, we have Sailor. Like, I remember one. And this is terrible because what a reaction to have about such a stupid thing. I like turned my back away from the bartender. I just went, fuck. God, I just hate it.
Well, before, sorry, I don't want to, because you're definitely, you're feeling it. And I want to feel that with you. I want to know what you taste the difference of. Like, can you describe? I'm not familiar with Sailor Jerry, and I just had Captain, so I can put a bead on that. But like,
it's sweeter, and this will sound weird, but if you taste it, it might make sense. It tastes almost like more banana forward.
Okay, that's good.
Than the actual, like, intel. I feel like this is more of a like. Deeper spice as opposed to like a Sailor Jerry's more up on the sweeter end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of like feels like you're coating your mouth in some sort of like banana. Smooth texture that will never leave.
Oh,
that's fair.
Yeah, I just hate it.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know. Okay. Sorry.
I think that's the best way. No, that's okay. I'm also trying to remember back because it's been so long since thankfully I've had it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember the specific flavors that I really, really hate about it.
Well, Sailor Jerry, it hadn't been around that long, right? I feel like it hit the scene like relatively recently. Fairly like, after I stopped bartending.
Yeah. I'll get into it.
Oh,
once the coal's done.
Oh, okay. So how I would dispose the earth of it is here's what I would do. I would collect all of the Sailor Jerry into what I can only assume it would only fit into one tanker truck. Because why would there be more of that vile, disgusting liquid in the earth? I would drive it to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
I would then go to Treasure Island.
Oh, the casino.
And I would make all of the fake pirates on the fake pirate ship.
At Treasure Island.
Drink Sailor Jerry. And then I would set them and the boat, the fake Treasure Island boat, with the remainder of the Sailor Jerry on fire and let it burn out. That is how I would get rid of the world of Sailor Jerry.
I like it. That's simple enough.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Burn it.
Doesn't
burn
need to be
good.
Complex. Just fucking burn it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yar.
It's more like yark.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I haven't had Sailor Jerry's in a long, long time. But back in my college days, at the local store that what was called the liquor store, like right off of campus, one of my fraternity brothers.
We call it a liquor store. Yeah.
Oh, we just the place was just called The Store.
Like, oh,
that
okay,
was the,
okay.
That was the name of it. That was the name of it. So gotcha, we go to gotcha. The store. One of my fraternity brothers was the cashier there. And I can't think of the term I want. He was employed there. And I went in once, and I was like, "Ah, give me a Captain Morgan." He goes, "Hey, you know, Rob, we got a new thing." I go, "What do you got?" And he goes, "This new thing called Sailor Jerry's." I'm like, "Oh, let me try it." And I drank it for a year. And I haven't had it in a long time, but I have some very nice memories of Sailor Jerry's. So Nicole, I'm sorry. I personally will not be corking it.
Whoa.
I'll keep Sailor Jerry's around just for my memories. And so when I see the bottle, I'll be like, "Oh, those are good times." I'll never have it again. I'll never buy it again. But just to help me remember things.
All right. I was going to say, next time we can go out and could be in the same bar, I'll bring a little Sailor and a little Captain, and we'll do a taste comparison.
Once we can go out, I'll happily do a taste comparison because it's been a long time. I actually have been trying to eye on, because I feel like we have a bottle, or maybe we have Kraken.
You definitely have Kraken at your house.
Yeah, we go make the drink. I'm going to go take a peek. Kraken's not bad either. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I like Kraken.
Yeah. Maybe, but then you said also maybe they changed the recipe a bit. So maybe it has changed since I liked it back in college. I have no idea. Yeah. But I'll say this on record. I'll happily do a taste test. And if I'm wrong, I'll give. And if I agree with you, I think Sailor Jerry sucks, I'll give you $1. How about that?
Ooh, well, you're on.
Cash money on the
cash
barrel.
Money. So I will not cork it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's just how I feel.
Sorry.
Josh, how would you get rid of, if you choose to, Sailor Jerry?
I've got to. This is called Cork It. It looks like it came out in 1999.
Really? I'm surprised it's been around that long.
I'm surprised by that as well. So, all right. I've got a cork Sailor Jerry. That's fine. It looks like, according to my limited Google research, the original Sailor Jerry, also known as Norman Keith Collins, died in 1973, and he was known for tattooing sailor artists. So the first thing I would do is I would get a book of magic spells, and I would flip to the ends, necromancy. I would go to the final resting place of Sailor Jerry, a.k.a. Norman, and I would raise him from the dead. There's been a birthday. Again, this is like his second birthday. And I will say, Sailor Jerry, welcome back. We love your art. You can only live on this in physical form on our plane of existence. If you consume Sailor Jerry rum. Now, it has your name on it, so by all rights, it should belong to you. Sailor Jerry, of course, immediately is terrified. He died in the 70s. He doesn't understand how things work.
What is iPhone?
And then we have a fun montage catching him up on all the history he missed.
Oh, please, yes.
And it sets a jitterbug.
Why the jitterbug?
I don't know, because we're running through the world and he's learning all the stuff.
When you're thinking of timelessness, the jitterbug is the first like.
And he gets frustrated, and then he finally learns how to live now, and then and he sees his creations, his tattoo on this bottle, and he tastes the rum, and he says it's terrible, and I said I know, but it's the only thing that's keeping you alive. And so finally he can, I help him, but he's the artist, you know.
I'm just
the money man, backing him up with magic. He creates a Bane-like outfit where he can inject it directly into his body. and so because he needs this to live, he buys it all up. I mean, he already owns it.
Yeah.
So he takes full control of the plants. They keep making it, but it's never available in bars or on shelves to the public because it's essentially his life. Essence.
It's his blood.
It's forever.
Yeah.
And on the final day of Earth, as we hurtle into the sun, he takes off his Bane mask. Sailor Jerry goes flying from the hoses, and he starts to deflate. And he was like, "I led a good life. I'm a good man." And he tattoos my face on his pec before
while
the Earth explodes.
Flying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
While
yeah.
the Earth explodes. And that's how I get rid of all the Sailor Jerry.
I like that
that's,
word.
It.
That's good. That
you
is
good.
I want to get a tattoo from him when he's alive because I love that style of tattooing.
Yeah.
You could get him to make you a Captain Morgan tattoo as like a double F you.
I mean, I don't
maybe
know if I pray for
thing.
A captain more. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Just
a ship.
Just a skull and crossbones.
Oh, that I would. I love skulls.
Yeah.
What if
you should try skull vodka?
Vodka's like my bottom list liquor just because it makes my stomach hurt a lot.
But it comes in a skull, Nicole.
I'm interested. I'll get it. Paul will drink it.
Dan Aykroyd loves it.
Just pour the liquor out and fill it with something better.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's even better.
Would you get a tattoo of a brand on your body if you could have that brand free for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Do I get to choose where the tattoo is?
Yeah, of course. And you get to it's got to be the logo or the mascot.
Okay.
So you don't get to choose what it is. You can do stuff around it.
Do I get to choose how big it is?
No. It has to be like index card sized.
Okay. Ooh, that's big.
So like this big.
Okay.
Free forever. I'd have to really like the product.
Yeah.
If I really liked it, I would. Because if I get to pick where it is, you can always put it somewhere where no one's going to see it. Like I have 5 tattoos and people probably have no idea because they're all in places like
them?
People... sure, if you want to know. Do I have 5?
you can
I have
just
a
pick
little...
your favorite.
Well, I'll pick the funniest one. So I have yes and tattooed between my belly button and my hoo-ha.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah. And, you know, now, of course, there's all the controversy around consent and all of that. And for me at the time, it was a nod to improv, but also a joke of accept all offers.
You're here.
Yeah. Although the first time I went to a new gynecologist, I was like, I really need to explain this tattoo to you. And she was like, nope, you don't need, you really don't. And I was like, no, I must. Like, it's a joke. And I explained improv and stuff. She's like, oh, that is funny. Cause otherwise it just says yes and.
Yeah.
Bits. So.
I thought she was going to say, this is the mildest tattoo I've seen there.
Yeah.
To be fair, probably is.
Yeah,
probably is.
I'm sure
you probably see some stuff.
Yeah, you've seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. But so that's the funniest one. And then I have a Celtic symbol right in my like rib cage section here, and I have a big dragon on my back,
and
I have a symbol on my ankle.
Nice.
So. Nice. Now you've got to get one of a brand. What brand is it going to be? And it's going to be no card side. I guess you don't have to do it.
No. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And what is it? That's what I want to know.
I will. Well, that's just it. It's like, it'd have to be something I really liked.
Yeah. Immediately sorry, go ahead.
No, you.
No, I don't know what it is, but immediately my bulk boy senses are tingling. Like, what can I get the most value out of?
Mm-hmm. What do I use?
To me, I'm trying to think of like, what's a restaurant that I like a lot where I would go.
Yeah.
That's where my brain. That's
where my
would
exist for the rest of your life.
Fat boy would go to. Yeah.
I first went to food as well. I was like, what food item would I?
I know where I would. Yeah. I think I would put it like right here, because that's not sure. too bad. So that you can, if you can, not to be ashamed of arm. Hide. Oh yeah, listeners, my upper arm, the bicep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Cool, my bicep.
We're all medical doctors,
of course.
Sure.
Clearly. I don't know. My, for some reason, the first thing that popped in my head was Wendy's.
So would you get the logo or would you get Wendy herself?
I think I'd get Wendy's herself.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
And Dave Thomas looking on proud.
Mm-hmm. Or no, I would either get Wendy's or Dave Thomas with a spatula.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. That's a great choice.
I don't know, that was the first thing that popped in my head. I don't like Wendy's. Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna talk about like an item that you're always gonna have, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Or always going to need, I might get like the Charmin bear, like right here.
Oh, there you go.
Sure. Yeah.
You
know yeah. And that's although cute that's a, too. The little Charmin
right,
bear.
He's kind of cute. Yeah. And that would hurt like a mother because that's a painful spot. Yeah. But
under her armpit ribcage.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Like on my side. Yeah.
The side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe I don't. I feel like there's a better answer, but that's.
Hey, we're just spitballing right now.
We're not committing to this.
No,
okay,
no,
good.
No,
they're
no,
not
no.
going to ding dong. Hi. We
I
have
mean,
a tattoo artist.
If they do, we're surprised as well.
Yeah, this is a new
okay,
segment.
Yeah.
It's called Brand like Loyal. Because you'll
what
get a tattoo.
What would you get, Josh?
It's funny. The way Rob immediately went to Wendy's, I was thinking like some sort of beef tattoo.
Oh, sure.
Like for a steak. And it's not something that I eat all the time, but like value wise, I could get like really nice meat, like really nice, like a whole cow. And I could get like different parts of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's good thinking too, because you're really opening you're opening the gate to that.
Yeah,
maybe like it's just the USDA stamp.
Yeah.
You know, the like.
Yeah.
So
and I would get it in the small
quality.
Of my back.
Yeah.
You tramp stamp it?
I tramp stamp. Yeah, and it would say subprime. It's not choice, it's not prime, but it's right in between. Because I'm realistic. A longhorn would be like a cool tattoo just in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then if you have the longhorn, does that open up other, or you just get, like, you can get beef and burgers from wherever?
I think it would be like USDA Beef Council or something, like something
yeah.
like along that.
And these made-up
lines.
Rules we're making. Yeah, no, I, yeah, like, yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get to decide right now how this is going to work.
That'd be fun.
Prime.
And you have a larder that would just like fill with that thing when you open it up.
Or could I get a tattoo of money and just wherever I go, I get money?
I think you would have to like narrow it down, right? Like, is because the brand would be USA money, like the dollar.
Yeah, I'd be fine with the dollar.
Okay,
so maybe like the US bills. Mint.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, I'll get Junior Mint's tattoo.
Or the US Mint.
Right. Okay, cool. That's probably better. Josh, should we make a cocktail?
It's cocktail time.
Cocktail segment.
Cocktail. And I actually finished mine, so I'm going to make my thing in the same glass.
Oh, I'm going to get a new glass.
Oh, I guess I could. Yeah, I'm going to get a new glass too.
Well, let's run to our kitchens and we'll be back in just a little bit.
BRB.
Sweet.
Cocktails.
We'll get to it. We're back. We've all returned from our respective kitchens. Great setup, Nicole. I can see you kind of in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Bobby, I know where your kitchen is spatially, and mine's on the other side of that door. So each episode, our guest comes on, they bring their beverage of their choice, and we choose to make a cocktail for them. Not only is this made for you, it's also named after you. So I'll tell you the name of it, we'll try it on air, and then you'll have to give it a letter grade. Be as honest as you can. Brutally honest is what we like to say. Starting this episode. So we're about to enjoy Nicole's Fizzy Love, aka Admiral Devon's floaties.
Yep, Admiral Devon's floaties. I like that. Cheers.
Cheers.
I see medieval time mug in the.
I figured to make this somewhat of a float, I grabbed my medieval times mug, which I've not used in a while. I don't know. Mine is pretty tasty.
I have to be honest.
Brutally honest.
when you sent the recipe over, do you know, like, right before you throw up and in the back of your, throat, like, it gets hard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, you're, like, you have a physical reaction, like, right before you vomit. For some reason, the combination of lime juice and ice cream created that sort of, because I love both. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But something about, like, that really made me, like, oh. But it's good.
Yeah.
It's got I'm getting a, like, flavor sense memory, but I can't quite place what it is yet.
I'm really enjoying it, but I know it comes down to Nicole's opinion. But I would cut back on the lime juice for myself. Like, I like it, but I personally would just do, like, maybe just a little squeeze instead of, like, the ounces that you suggested, Josh. Does that make sense?
This is fun. It does. And so for people at home that are wondering what's in it, we have 3 ounces of Captain Morgan spice rum, 2 ounces of fresh lime juice, or if you're Bobby, 1 ounce, 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream, or 3, depending on how tall your glass is.
I put 4 in.
Hey, no, he's got a big Medieval Times mug.
Yeah, that is a big mug.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oberweiss was mine because it was the only one that was there that didn't have another flavor.
Yeah.
I think you can honestly make this with any other flavor, but I wanted to do it with just vanilla. I think if you have a favorite ice cream that you think would go well with rum and Coke, and then you fill with Coke Zero to float it out.
Is anyone else getting, like, it tastes so familiar and I cannot place it, and it's kind of driving me insane.
It's like that sweetness and then a quick sour at the end. It's not sour. I don't know what it is, but I Nicole, I'm with you 100%.
Acidity?
I don't know what it is. It's good.
Yeah, interesting. It doesn't taste like any memories I have, but it's nice.
I don't know if it's like a... Because Nicole and I were both Midwest kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like a state fair thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
State fair.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, something that makes me think of a kid, like the sweetness of something you would really only have, like, maybe at an amusement park or something like that. But I don't know.
Yeah. It definitely has a very familiar taste. Like, almost like, it's like push pop, but it's not a push pop. It's really good. I'm surprised. Like I said, I had some concerns.
I tell you what, you know what really helps? If you get a little bit chunk of the ice cream as you're sipping on it.
Oh, sure.
Tasty. Cuts back on that lime.
Yeah, I wasn't a big float guy in general, but they are fun now.
Yeah.
I grew up on a farm, and the town where I went to school had an A&W. That was their chain restaurant. Like, that was as chain as it got. And a TikTok, which at the time was a chicken restaurant, not an app for kids. So we grew up on root beer. We had root beer floats quite a bit.
A&W was huge, so we get root beer floats quite often.
Yeah.
In the Metro Detroit area. But yeah, something I really go for today. To be honest, like, I prefer to have just my ice cream and then a Coke on the side.
Oh, this is surprisingly good. I wish I could figure out what it tastes like to me.
We'll wait.
It's giving me throat phlegms. We'll wait. We've got all day. Everything's fine.
But Nicole, you do have to give it a grade.
That's right.
Oh. I would give it an A.
Ooh.
I'd give it an A.
Take it.
Nice.
Especially, like, on a... It's not as cold as I expected it to be. You know, something with a float with ice cream, you think, like, oh, I'm going to be really cold drinking it, but I'm not, even though there's ice cream. Because the ice cream, for me at least, has melted.
Yeah, mine's slowly melting.
Mine's nice and melty. It's all thick. And I've been topping it off with Coke Zero sugar.
Same.
Oh. Smart. That's smart. I definitely think you need a straw or a spoon for this drink. Like, you would not want to. Yes, you wouldn't want to just
a mixer, like a stirrer.
Oh, sure.
Smart.
Get that ice, that floaty ice cream back down there. Get down there.
But it's great. This is a very tasty cocktail. Nice job, Josh.
Nice job, Admiral Devin.
Admiral Devin's floaty balls. No, wait, floaty.
Oh, no, that's just what it is now.
Admiral Devin's floaty balls.
I'm updating the wiki.
Oh. If I went to a place and they had a drink named Floaty Balls, I would 100% order it.
I try it. Yeah, like, what is it? You know what? Give me two.
For our Christmas show, for Paul and I, for our Christmas show, we had a Christmas cocktail, which was a dirty snowball.
Oh.
I kept calling it the upside down dirty snowball for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why, but that was also very tasty.
Floaty Balls to me would be made with that Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Oh,
you don't like it? Not a fan?
It was just a flavor combo that I was. It just wasn't quite my thing.
That's fair. I get.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, peanut butter and whiskey.
Excuse me.
I mean, I guess. Nice. Oh, that's a. Ooh, is that a seal of approval? Did you give it like? One belch rating?
If you're anti-lime, you know, you can make this with orange juice. And it would taste sort of like a creamsicle.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I would try that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because pop-ups, remember those pop-up things?
Yeah, push pops.
Push pops is kind of maybe what I'm
maybe that's what it is.
Sort of getting flavor-wise. But I think, yeah, absolutely with orange. I bet even the apple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Pineapple? Honestly, any of their fruity ones.
Yeah.
I would try that orange one, though. That sounds delish. I love good creamsicle.
Yeah.
Who the hell don't?
It's all in my beard.
Do you guys get to give it a grade, too?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Ours are pass fail.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We audit the grading period.
Smart.
Nicole, before we let you leave, we've been talking a lot about being in quarantine for a year, and B, what we've been doing and enjoying to give us life during these times. Mm-hmm. Anything you comfort entertainment you've been enjoying, and then also anything you want to plug, which we already know you got your great show playing Muzak.
Yeah. So Paul and I do a live show every Friday night. That's been really fun.
On Facebook Live?
On Facebook Live. So yeah, you can friend me.
You guys have a page and stuff?
No, we just do it off of his page.
Okay.
But I always share it. So if you're friends with me or friends with him, you can
catch that.
That's
what we'll link to in the show notes.
We play like 4 hours.
Dang.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Rock and roll.
Usually 8 to midnight.
And then the encore.
And then, well, if Paul has his way, yes, there's always an encore. So we've been doing that. We've actually been super obsessed. We have one out because we're going to do one with these tabletop escape rooms. It's called Exit the Game.
Oh. It's still shrink-wrapped.
This one's still shrink-wrapped. We haven't done it yet. They're super fun. They take, like, for us, it takes like a couple hours to do it. So they're super engaging. And literally everything in this box is potentially a clue.
Whoa.
So we didn't realize when we first got them, they're rated, they're rated between 2 and 5, and Paul accidentally bought like a 2 and a 4, and we opened the 4 and we're just like, what the fuck? No idea.
Doors locked in the house.
Yes. Like all the mirrors or all the windows went dark.
We've taken over your Alexa. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're super fun, and it's just a nice different thing than watching a ton of TV, which of course we have watched.
Yeah,
I highly recommend Exit the Game. Hashtag product placement.
Love it.
So that's, and luckily, like, you know, we've been working out. Our Orange Theory. So we do that about 5 days a week.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's 5 days. Great. Wow. Good for you all.
Especially if you said one's super close, that's very convenient.
So close. It's like literally less than a 5-minute drive, which is so nice. Yeah. Yeah. So those are kind of the things that we've been keeping comfort with. Luckily, we really like each other.
That's nice too. Yeah.
It's huge.
You could love someone and not want to spend this much time with them, but luckily we haven't had that problem. So that's
nice.
That's what our quarantine time has been. A lot of takeout.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Anything, return, takeouts?
Yeah. So there is a little Italian place across the street, directly across the street from us. It's called Pisolino Italian Market. And before the quarantine, they were just a little small restaurant, like maybe seats 20, 20 to 30 of really good Italian food. The chef there cooked in Italy for 10 years. And then when this hit, they sort of pivoted to be a little Italian market. So now you can go in there and buy like pasta, and they have a cold fridge. They have wine. They have a bunch of different stuff, but they also have their full menu available after 4. And then they started doing subs. And their subs are unbelievably good. Ooh. Like, all of their food is fantastic. Their subs are, like, you get one sub, it is easily two meals. Their Italian sub and their veggie sub are our favorites. So we are hitting up Pisolino a lot. We also tried to make it a point at the beginning of this of restaurants that we really love to support them through this so that they will be here on the other side, because we've already lost two of our favorite restaurants have closed permanently. So yeah, it does. Original Morton's, like, who thought Original Morton's was going to close? Gone. And Falstrom's, which is used to be
Falstrom's Fish Market.
Yeah, it's so good.
I didn't realize. Oh, bummer. I like Falstrom's.
Yeah, I did too. They closed real early in the pandemic. So we're like, we have to support the places that we really love. And we're in a great food spot.
Yeah, for sure.
All you can hope is that even though we're losing great restaurants, hopefully new some of them will better ones pop up, we hope.
Yeah, I hope so. Future. Yeah, I'm sure they will. Sorry. Especially the guy who owns Falstrom's.
Oh, he'll be fine.
He'll be back. Because
what was his one before that one? It was
Glenn's.
But during that nasty divorce.
Yeah. Yes. Glenn's. So he's Glenn Falstrom. Yeah. So Glenn's was his first place. Falstrom's was his second place. So I'm sure he'll be back. Glenn's is
good too, man. I tell you what. Yeah. They're still good. Yeah.
It is still good. Yeah.
I refuse to go there. I got.
I stand with the Falstrom side. Yeah. Yummy. I used to live up there, so it was easier to go there. But now we're not there anymore. So
yeah, now you just go to the Great American Bagel for bad food.
Oh God, the worst! No, we have a really great Italian place. We have a great sushi place, and we have an excellent Mexican place. So we're like,
oh, so boom, you got boom, it right boom. There. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all like right at this 5-point intersection we live by. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's been a time, I tell you.
It's been a time.
Even with the snow today, I was like, I don't remember last winter. Like, I don't remember it, because everything kind of started on March 19th when everything was shut down. Before that, I'm like, what did we do?
It all blurs together. Like, it does. The whole being indoors, remain indoors. Bobby, what are you pushing, pulling, plugging?
Oh, honestly, I got nothing new. I've been enjoying WandaVision. If you're into that, I really been liking it.
So good.
And I don't want to
current.
Everybody's I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to spoil anything. We can talk once we're done recording. But I think the latest episode really made, because I've been enjoying it, but I think the latest episode really tied a lot of things together. And I'm liking it. Other than that, no, same old. Trying to get takeout here and there, cooking more as always, but I'm also getting tired of cooking. But you know, what are you gonna
Get tired of cooking.
What are you gonna do? Right.
Get tired of dishes. That's what I get tired of. They just pile up.
We've run our dishwasher more than we, like, you could add the 6 years we've lived here.
Yeah.
And we have run our dishwasher more in the past 2 months than we did that whole 6 years. Like, it's crazy.
It's so many dishes all the time.
Too many.
How about you, Josh?
I started eating over the sink.
Smart. Just over your hand, over the sink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Josh, what do you got? Anything to push? Plug?
Oh, I think we talked about Blown Out on the last one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Disenchanted, something I've been watching.
It's okay.
With football being over, there's a big sports hole. I don't really get behind basketball. I'll get back into the Premier League more now that football's done.
A Premier League team that you like?
Watching? I like the Hotspurs and I like Liverpool. Pre them being good.
Scousers!
Which is a thing you got to say, because once they started winning. Yeah.
Not a bandwagon member.
Yeah. And my dad was always a big Everton fan. So I picked the team that was their rival so I could like needle him.
That's fun.
For no good reason. We were talking about restaurants, of course. Support the restaurants that you want. Rockwell's, which is near and dear to me, and virtually across the street. We probably go once every week, maybe once every 2 weeks. What was the other place that we were supporting that we really liked? Oh, we went to Falstrom's. Or no, sorry, not Falstrom's. That's what you said. Hagen's Fish Market. Because you were talking about seafood, so that made me think of it. Man, that place is good. We went there for the first time New Year's Eve day. And there was a giant line because everybody was getting Feast of the Fishes or whatever. It's a very Italian area around there. the first thing the lady in behind me in line says, "Are you Italian?" And she's yelling at her father in Italian. And then she's like, "Can you believe him? He doesn't want to get out of the, he doesn't want to go like pick something up." He's like, "Oh, but he wants to eat. He wants to sit down and enjoy it." And I'm just like, "I don't know you, lady. And first of all, it's quarantine. You're too close to me. You're too close to me yelling on your phone." But the man, the fried food, ooh, it's so good. We went back there.
Is that out on Irving Park?
It's on Montrose.
Yeah, Montrose, but like way west, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's way west. Okay. So we get in the car to go there. But fish chips, they have shrimp po' boys. I mean, anything fried. Calamari, the hush puppies are the thing that like send me off. Like I was just like, what? Oh. So good. So you're thinking about seafood, which now I am because you mentioned it. Man, Hagen's Fish Market, go there.
That's where we actually got stuff for Christmas Eve there because we used to get like a shrimp tray from Falstrom's, but RIP. So we actually got smoked shrimp and regular shrimp and something called salmon candy, which just smoked salmon.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't as exciting as it sounds, but it was really good.
Yeah, salmon with sugar. Where you can bring your own, so they cold smoke their fish. You can bring your own fish or whatever, and they'll cold smoke it for you.
Oh,
just like bring it, and they'll do it. That's cool. It's a great little family owned. I think whoever the original Hagen was, his great granddaughter or granddaughter came out, and she was because it was cold New Year's Eve day.
Yeah,
like very cold, and people were like freezing, and people who had to pick up. Who had pre-ordered still had to wait in line, and so they were all mad. But she was like working that line, just like shaking she was running hands. For mayor. Yeah, giving away like hats and shirts and being like, "Let's do some trivia." Like, it was very endearing to see. So
they have a pickup window because we pre-ordered and we got there, and she's like, "There's a pickup window." You would not know that was the pickup window. It's like you've seen a window that's painted over in a garage before.
Yeah, yeah.
That is exactly what their pickup window looked like. And the only reason we did not wait in the line is because we were specifically told there was a pickup window. So we're like walking around, and I'm like, "Well, there's a little button next to this dark ass, like scary window. So it's either I'm ding donging for my death, or there's someone there and I ding dong." And sure enough, she opens the door and she's like, "Ah." Gives me all the stuff, and everyone in line is like,
"Yeah, just glowering." Oh,
yeah,
man.
So unhappy.
Oh. That's funny. I probably just missed you.
Well, we were Christmas Eve. You were New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You still miss each other by about a week, though. That's not bad.
But the fact that we went to the same place, given so many choices in the city, is pretty. Pretty amazing. I know it's so good. Used to be a good place up on Ravenswood, but I can't remember the name of it.
I hate to cut this short, but I am getting hungry. Let's do our cheers.
All right.
All right.
We have Rob's one last thing to do. With me.
No, I want food.
Whatever.
One last thing to do before we let anybody leave, and that is our end of the podcast. Cheers. So say it with me. Whatever
you ask.
Put
a toast in it. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for having me, you guys. This was super fun.
Of course. Thanks for coming on, Nicole. I'm glad you were free. Oh, yeah, what's your new glass?
Oh, this is my Star Wars. There is no try. There's I'm enjoying the Admiral Devin's Dingle Balls. What is it called? Rum
makes you dumb. That's it. You nailed it.
Yep. Floaty balls. Beer is a melody. Dingle floaty balls. But it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want to drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash. That is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.